We are on Daf, Kuf Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph. On the end of the second line of the Amed. This is a very difficult Gemara. Baruch Hashem, the stipling Kilas Yaakov elaborates on this Gemara. He explains his Amachlikas, Rashi and Tosfos. And each shita needs a lot of explanation. Toshma, the Gemara is going to ask Akasha and Rav Chisda. Arei she'onsoi beis hamelach geironoi. A person had a kri of tvue, of tevel, and the melech took it away. So there are two cases. Im b'chayvoi, if he owed the melech, let us say the kri was worth $100, he owed the melech $100. Now when the melech took away this kri, this is a kri of tevel, so the $100 is being paid up also with Matnas Kahune, with Matnas Leviya. That means, theoretically, the Kri, there's Trume, let's speak about Meiser, there was, so, $10 worth of the Kri belonged to the Leviya. And now, the Melech took it away, so L'chayre, he was mazik, Levim, $10 worth of Maisa. Chayev la'asa, so he's chayev to be mafrish Maisa. Imba'am poris, if the Melech took it away, not because he owed him the money, the Melech took away, he has $100, he took it away. That means not because it was a personal chayv. Potter milasa. So then he's potter. Let us just say the words of the kasha is, if it's onse beis hamelech b'chayvai chayv la'asa, and it seems this is a kasha, and Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda, this thing should not be true. It shouldn't be chayiv lasa. The Gemara answers, Shani hosam the komishtar shile. He's gaining from it. This is the whole sugya. Now let us see Rashi. I'd like to learn Rashi two times. The first time just to say the words, and the second time to explain the words. Im b'chayivai, Shohaya chayiv loy davol kots of momen. He was chayiv to the melech a certain amount of money, and the certain amount was covered by the goyren. The goyren shall tevel. Chayiv la'asa is chayiv to be mafrish maisa mimokimacha from other tevel. Velitain lekoyim and give this maisa to the koyim. Shreihu kemoicha, because it's just like he sold the goyren. That means he paid up the chayv with the goyren, he paid up the chayv with momen hashevet. Ve'im ba'am poris, behefsit palchinam, it was taken away from him without any legitimate reason. Potamilasa, is potamilasa. Ketani miyas, but now let us say what the kash is. Im b'chayvai chayiv la'asa, alme yesh loy toivim. So see, it's momen she yesh loy toivim. Di lav dinahu she yishalem loy al kolchoy. If it's not a din that he's chayiv to pay the kohen or the levi, my chayiv mitzvah ike. So there's no chayiv mitzvah. Ole poshkap ve midi, nothing is left by him. So the Gemara answers, Shani hosom the komishtar shalei hosom lav beitzois dayonim tnan bo. Not beitzois dayonim, elechiyuve ba'alme. So chiyuv kishachiyuve maisres. Vechiyuve vadaike alei do mishtar shalei. Kloima mistake hubo is gaining money from this shreyetzoich lefroya mois. Now, let us go over again Rashi and try to understand what Rashi is saying. We're speaking about a case. He had a goyren that was worth $100. The goyren was tevil, so this $100, let us say, is his. He possesses $90 worth of the tevil. And this $10 that belongs to the Leviim, myself. So first of all, the stipler says, the Gemara understood now, we're going, according to the Mandiyoma, Matonei Shalei Humu Kimisha Humu Domi. So that means when we look at the Goyren now, we have $10 in the Kri, that is Momen Aleviim, and $90 that is his. Fine, that's number one. Now what happened? And the Melech took it away. He owed him $100, so the Melech took this away as a payment for his $100. So in other words, he's taking Momen Halevi and paying up his chayv with it. That's exactly what he's doing. So, in other words, so let us be Megashim, then you, let's say if a person would have $10 of Maisa, and then he owes someone $10, here's the Maisa money. So he is theoretically taking $10 of Momen HaShevet and giving it to his Baal Chayv. He said that's how he's paying up his Chayv. So Be'etzem, he's equivalent to a Gazlin, a Mazik. He had a mazik matnes kune, or yoichloi. That means he took matnes kune, because we hold matonish lehumu kemisho humu domi, so we have already here matnes kune, matnes leviye. And he took it, he paid up his chayv. So he's like a gazlan on the matnes kune, the matnes leviye. Rav Chisda said he's potter. Chisda said he's potter to pay. It's Momen Shein Leitayim. So what do you want? I stole, I was mazik $10, so who should I pay? No one can monitor me any money. This guy will come, this guy, and you don't, I give to whoever I want to give, and some amela, no one can mon money. Here it says, Chayev La'asa. He's chayev to give this maisa to the Leviim. No, chayev, so it means he's chayev bedine, if it would be chayev bedine shemaim, it would say chayev bedine shemaim. It says chayev, so it seems chayev bedine yodom. So the Gemara understood this halacha, that he's mechuyev to give the Momen HaShevet, which was stolen from the Shevet, was given to the Melech to pay up his chayv, is mechuyev to give Momen HaShevet, is mechuyev to give to who? To a Levi, to a Kohen, is mechuyev to give it away. Is mechuyev, so by stois, it's called Momen Sheyesh Leitayim. That's poshet the kasha of the Gemara and Rav Chisda. Chay arishon se beis hamelech geronim b'chayev chayvoy chayev la'asa. Now, let us explain two nekudas. Chayev la'asa, Rashi says, mimokim acher v'litein l'koyin, he's mechuyev to take other tevil, he's mechuyev to be mafresh from other tevil to take $10 worth of the other tevil, and be mafresh this on the tevil that was taken. So this will be the maisa from that tevil. So l'chayre, we have to understand Why is he mechuyev to do that? L'chayev is only a mazik to get in. It's, I mean, it's, was stolen. I owe money. Why chayev? I'm a mechuyev to take other table. He may mafrish on this. The way the Gemara understood it, he's mechuyev to give $10 to he stole, ten, just like by a mazik. Just like by a mazik matnes kune, you burn it. So what do? You give $10. If you don't hold like Rav Chisda, you give $10 to the first kohen who comes. I mean, you can't be matchem. I'll give to another. It's a moment prati of all the kanim. So you give the first kohen that comes. You give him $10. Here it says, chayev is chayev la'aser mimoke macher. Here he makes a froshes meiser mimoke macher. So, why is there here a new chiyuv of afroshes maisa if it's a momentistic chiyuv? So I think pshat is as follows. That means, all the time, when the case of Rav Chisda, a mazik matnes kune, that means that there was azroya, there was azroya that there's a zroya that's worth $10, and I burnt the zroya. So I'm a mazik. We say if you hold this moment sheyesh lo itayvim, so I burnt the zroya. I was mazik the zroya, so I owe money to the bailam. You have to pay. The zroya is not here anymore. So mamela, you have to go and pay this. You have to pay the value of the zroya. That's if you're chaylik. And Rav Chisda. What is pshat? Let us just talk for 1 minute that, let's say, I took his roya. Let's say I, Reuven had his roya, wants to give it to the kohen. Shimon steals it away. So now, if you're chaylik on Rav Chisda, so that means Shimon stole it. So if you're like Rav Chisda, who can mon it? Perhaps you can mon from Shimon. Can the mon from Shimon? Who's going to mon from Shimon? Each kohen will say, "Who are you?" But if you chaylik on Rav Chisda, so that means each kohen can mon the zroya. So the a kohen will come to the Shimon who has this zroya by him, and he'll say, "Give me this zroya." So say, "No. I'll keep this zroya. I'll give you money." Well, there's no such thing on Shuldik. This is my Zroya. This is a Zroya of a Kayim Proti. If it would have been eaten up, if it would be burnt, fallen, then you owe me money. But if the Gzela is Ben, so Memela, you mechuyev to return the Gzela. So Dach Sechmir, Pshat is like this. We have here a Goyren that was worth $100. Now $10 of this Goyren belongs to Shevet Levi. Where was the $10? The $10 is matonish lehumu kemisha humu domi. So mamela, the $10 is in this goyim. But be'emesin, I fill it with the loch of matonish lehumu kemisha humu domi. If I mafresh from other tevil, on this tevil $10 of maisa, so you have back your $10 of maisa. So that means, even though the melech took the goyren that's worth $100, and theoretically the $10 of the kahanim was stolen, but you can pay back the $10. You can be mafresh. That means the $10 is still here. The $10 was never mavura. I mean, it's matonish umu kemisha umu domi. That means in the tevil there's mumming of $10 that belongs to the kohen, or the levi. And this $10 does not necessarily have to be in the goyren. You can be mafresh meiser from other tevel on this. So here there's still an opportunity to give the meiser that was taken away from the kohen or the levi by being mafresh other meiser. So here there's no heter to give money. You have to go and be mafresh. That's l'chayr epshat, that you're mafresh mimoke macher. אם בחויבוי חייב לעשר, רשי says, let's see again רשי, אם בחויבוי שחייב לידובו קוצב מומן, he owed the melech the money, so it's equivalent like he stole the momen ha-shevet, חייב לעשר ממוקים אחר, וליתן לקויים, שרי הוא כמויכר, that means he like sold the miser of the Levim, so memele, so he has to pay it up, he has to give other miser. Now, there's another problem here, which the stipler is moira. How could you be mafrish miser on the goyren, which belongs now to the kohen, to the goy, to the melech? The goyren belongs to the goy. I can only take maisa, Reuven can only take maisa on Shimon's tvue, als the parsha of Schie, zoch lodem shloi befonavs, I could be mafrish, my, for my tevel for you, als the parsha of Schie, zoch lodem shloi befonav. But here, parsha, we're talking about a goyish melech, and so it belongs to him. I can't take off Maisa and a guy's and a guy's tvua. It belongs to the guy already. Dina no machus adin. It's the guy's tvua. He took it. It's more than dina machus adin. I owe him the money. So my mail is, how can I be mafrish maisa and a guy's tvua? That kasha the stipler asks. So the stipler says, a beautiful teret. So the stipler says that it's speaking about that before the melech comes, I'm taking it away b'chayvi today, so before the melech comes, he has to go and chaperein, it's still his tvur, he should take other tevel, the melech is taking it away, so before the melech comes to take it away, he should take other tevel, be mafrish meiser, and so already he has the meiser, of the momen ha-shevet. And he gives this to a levy. And that's if you hold, it's moment sheyesh lo toivim. So memela, I stole from the shevet kohuna, from the shevet levy, I have to pay up. And you're paying up with mice. If you can't pay up with mice, you don't pay up with money, you pay up with mice. So that's l'chei repshat, chayv la'asa mimokim acher, v'litein l'koyim. Here we're speaking about mice and koyim. Here they're speaking about noch the knas of Ezra that they gave Meister to the Kahanim. Shereyu kemoicha. So just like he sold the Mumin Kahanim, so he has to pay back Mumin Kahanim. But this is only if you don't hold like Rav Chisda. Vimbam poris behefsid v'alchinam potem elasas. That's not called I stole anything from you. He just took it away. I'm not achroi on Mumin Hashavit. I'm not ashamed for them. Ktani miyus, but let's go back to the kasha. Im b'choyvoy chayev la'asa, alme yesh le'toivim. So you see that this is called moment sheyesh le'toivim. The ilav dine sheyishalom le'akochei, if you will say that I'm not m'choyev to pay it, you won't say that it's moment sheyesh le'toivim. My chiv, it says chayiv la'asa, my chiv mitzvah ike holoi posh gabei midi. He doesn't have anything. Now Rashi wants to be ma'ira a shayla. L'chayre, there's a mitzvah, let's forget about, till now we're talking about chayshe mishpot, we're talking about Skilu, I stole Momen Hashavit, I have to pay it up. Is a raya, Momen Sheyesh Loi Toivim, Yechliv to pay it up. That's how we're learning till now. Rashi wants to mention another pshat. Maybe Chayv La'asa means there's a mitzvah to be Mafrish Maisa. A person had tevel, there's a mitzvah to be Mafrish Maisa. So Memele, so maybe that's Pshat Chayiv La'asa. Why are we cheapening with Rav Chisda? It says Chayiv La'asa. So who told you Chayiv means? din choyshem mishpot, nimechuyev to pay up the kahanim, the mice that was stolen from them. I'll tell you a different thing. You had a kri of 100 tals worth of tevel. It's a mitzvah of roshes maisa. It's a mitzvah of roshes maisa. That's what you chayv lasa. He took it away. Is so Rashi says no. The whole mitzvah of roshes maisa is if the kri remains by me, then there's a mitzvah to be mafresh maisa from the kri. But loy poshka beivo loy midi. They're taken by everything already. There's no mitzvah to be mafrish meiser and tvua that I don't have anything from the tvua. There's no mitzvah b'chal to be mafrish meiser. So this is what Rashi says over here. The ilav dino she yishalom loy al kochoy, my chiyah mitzvah ike aloy poshka bei midi. That means als the mitzvah of aser ta aser. You can't say anything, because the whole mitzvah is only if I'm left with the kri, then there's a mitzvah to be mafrish meiser from the kri. But if everything is taken away from me, there's no mitzvah to be mafrish meiser. So memela, that was pshat the makshin. I have here a baraisa that says chayiv lasa. It can't be chayiv lasa of the mitzvah of afroshis meiser, because there's no mitzvah to be mafrish meiser on something which will not remain by me. So al kochoch the chiva froshes maises also tashlumim, that's called I was mazik, I stole from the kahanim, so you mechuyev to pay back maisa to the kahanim. This is Rashi till now. And for the Gemara, shani hosom the komishtar shilei. Hosom lav bohitzo bedayonim tenambo. So Rashi says, no, you're learning wrong pshat. Not chayev la'aser is because you stole from the kahanim. So you stole from the kahanim, so you have to pay the kahanim. No. El chiyuv ba'ome. Not a chiyuv of chayshem mishpat, a yiridei dike chiyuv. Kishar chiyuv ay maishchis. Yimachuyev to give maishchis. V'chiyuv v'vada ikelei. There is a chiyuv. The mishtar shilei, kloimar, mistaker hubo, he's gaining, shrei hoye tzorich, lefroya mois. He was mechuyev to pay mois. Now, I'd like to explain how the stipler says pshat in the teretz of the Gemara. Now, before we say pshat in the teretz, there's a meirdike machlikes between the Taz and Rabbi Keveger and Yiradeya Simen Aleph Sif Yud Zayin. It's a meirdike Taz. The Taz says there's a meirdike difference between Shchita and Afroshes Truma. Shchita, he says, there's no mitzvah to shecht. If you want to eat, a behemoth, so you have to shecht, you have to eat it, but there's no mitzvah. If you don't want to eat a bang, you don't have to shecht at all. So memela, the brocha al ha-shchita is not a biches ha-mitzvah. This is no mitzvah to shecht. You're only allowed to eat if you shecht. So memela, since it's not a biches ha-mitzvah, so the Taz says, so the sheikh doesn't have to be one that's making the brocha. Someone else can make the brocha. Let's say the sheikh is an elaine. Someone else can make the brocha. What's the problem? Let someone else make the brocha. It's not a birchas hamitzvahs. By trume, an ilim lo yitroim. Why? Because there's a mitzvah to be mafrish trume, after you don't want to eat it. Not your mafrish trume, because I want to eat the tvua, that's why mafrish trume, and you'll compare this to shrite. So that's, no, after you don't want to eat it. There's a mitzvah to be mafrish trume. Kan loshen atas. This is atas. Rabbi Keveger Afen Ort says, I don't know. I don't know where the Taz got this from. That is a mitzvah to be mafresh trume. He says, I know something fakert. I know a Mogen Avrom. Mogen Avrom says, by all biches ha-mitzvahs, you have to stand. A mitzvah, you do a mitzvah, you have to stand. By afroshes chale, замышленное, да где ищи сидздауна, чис мафриш хала. Зук ты мог на врон, кус из дом, митцва тебе, а в юане и ты иса, ев тебе мафриш хала. Зук ты рабе кенайга, so лохайре, we can compare афроши струме ты шрифе. I mean, that's Rabbi Kevega's kasha on the Taz. The Taz says, Shrita is only, there's no mitzvah to shecht, only if you want to eat it. So that's not called a mitzvah, and there's a mitzvah to mafresh truma, for you don't want to eat from the tzvu, and Rabbi Kevega says no. Because if you don't want to eat, there's no mitzvah b'chal to be mafresh truma. The stipler brings down a Rashi in Gittin. Rashi in Gittin says a miradike zach. Now the stipler says, and there's a Rashi in Gittin daf memzainam at base, and that's our Rashi also. Rashi holds there's a chiev to be mafresh trume on a kri when I'm using it. When I intend to use it, there's a chiev to be mafresh trume. And Rashi says two cases. Rashi says on the Mem Zayin, Rashi in Gittin Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis says there are two cases when there's a mitzvah to be mafresh trume. The Rashi says like this, the lav mitzvah de ram yolehi, Rashi is speaking about that we have in Kenyan la'akum to be mafkiyah from Kedusha Sa'oret, so a goy has a field. He bought my field, but it's really, it's still, there's still a chiyah of trumas and maisres. So Rashi says, the rav mitzvah de ram yolehi, there it says, l'gabi bikurim is mechuyah to be mafresh bikurim, but legabi trume la mitzvah de ram yolehi ela im kein oichlon oimoichon de kamishtar shilei avu bikurim mitzvah de ram yolehi. Let's just see the old Rashi. We shall understand what Rashi is saying. Ein kinyin lo oivet kechovim lafkiya mikdushoso avu lo leinyin kdushoso birshus Yisroel Kilo mashk mishkano. That means like this. I had a field, Neretz Yisrael, and I sold it to the guy. I sold the field to the guy. Fine. The guy plants it. I sold the field to the guy. So there's a din, ein kinyin la'akum lafkui mikdushosa. So Rashi says, what does that mean? That means that legabi kedusha sa'oret was never sold. It's still mine. You can't sell Kedusha Sa'oret. So it's my field. It's my field. That's what Rashi says. And kinyin loy v'krov lafkiya mekdushoso, hava lo linyin kedushoso birshus Yisrael. It's still the yeet. It never was sold. Kilu mishkino. V'kiven the bikurim mitzvah deram ya'olehi. Now I have a field. There's bikurim growing in my field. I have to go. But Gabi Kedushas mitzvah is mine. Never was sold. You can't sell the field, the Gabi Kedushas mitzvah. I have a field. Bikurim grew in that field. Mechayiv likach olahavi. So I'm a chuyiv to go and to tell the guy, you know, these bikurim, you have to buy it off from the guy. But it's my field, the Gabi bikurim. I'm a chuyiv to take these bikurim and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. It's my field. It never was sold, Lagabi Kedusha Sa'or. What about Meiser? I'm a Mechuyev to be Mafresh Meiser also. Gabi Kedusha's Meiser, it's so Rashi says, Abba Meiser, La Mitzvah de Rom Yelehi, there's no Mitzvah on me to be Mafresh Meiser. Elim Kein Oichlon, unless I eat it, then there's a mitzvah, or I sell it. The kamishtar shilei, I'm getting money. I will become a mitzvah deram yalehi. Zok the stipla murder kebir in Rashi. Rashi shita is not like the Taz for sure, but Rashi shita is as follows. If you're using what you have, that means you have tevel, and you're using the tevel, and there's two usages. One way I can use the tevel, like I want to eat it. So you want to use it to eat, you have to be mafrish, trumas, and maisres. That's one way. There's another way I can use the tevel. I'll sell it. I'm going to take this old tevel, and I'm going to sell it to someone. So that pshat, I'm also using it. I'm deriving benefit from it. You can derive benefit from eating it. You can derive benefit from selling it. Whenever you derive benefit from something, you have to give tumas and maisches to the kohen. If you're not going to do anything with it, you're going to let it rot. Gesundheit. You don't have to do anything. Not mechuyev to be given. You want to let it rot. Gesundheit, no problem whatsoever. But if you're deriving benefit from the Yisr, you're deriving benefit from the tevel, and there's two ways to derive benefit. One way, through achile, so the Torah said, and another way, through mechire. That means I'm selling it, so that what means, you have tevel, and you're selling it, and you're not giving anything to the kohen. Who? What? That's my redik. No. You're deriving benefit from it, you have to give to the kohen. And I'd like to be moisif one more nekuda. I think the way the stipler says, and we'll see again the Lashon of Rashi, there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Sheirish Yud Beis. The Ramban holds, there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of atroshes trume. There's a mitzvah of ani trume. Forget the Ramban time is a person is mafrish trume. A mitzvah. This mitzvah a kohen also has. There's a mitzvah. After I was mafrish trume, now I have trume. What do you do with the trume? There's a mitzvah nesina. So there's two distinct dinim. The hafrosha has nothing to do with the nesina. Forget the nesina is a mitzvah that is chal after the hafrosha. Listen, I can't eat it without being mafresh truma. Mafresh truma, fine. But now, so what do you do? Now there's a mitzvah with the truma. There's a mitzvah to give the truma to the kohen. Two distinct mitzvahs. That's the Shita Saramban. The Rambam says it's one mitzvah. Ki anesine lekoyen hu siyim lemitzvah safrosha. That means the mitzvah is to be mafrish, to give to the kohen. That's the mitzvah, not two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah. It's matnas kune. You should be mafrish trume to give to the, that's the gemara mitzvah. I'm mafrish to give to the kohen. So now the style, and I think that the way the style is mavaya, that Rashi holds like the Rambam, this mitzvah, you have to be mafresh from your rechush to give to the kohen. When do you have to give to the kohen? If you're deriving benefit from it. If you're deriving benefit, Rav Yid, everything for yourself? No. You give a tenth to the kohen. You give a tenth to the kohen. So, but there's two ways to derive benefit. One way to derive benefit is, I'm eating it. You're eating it. Take a tenth and give to the kohen. There's another way to derive benefit from it. I'm selling it. So you're gonna sell 100 bushels of tevel and garnish? No. You sell it, you're deriving benefit from this. You have to give. So when you're selling it, you have to go and give maisa to the kohen. These are two cases, and this is what Rashi says in Gittin, Tav Mem Zainam at Beis, and this we'll see Rashi says the same thing. Rashi says in Gittin Mem Zainam at Beis, V'lav mitzvah deram yaleh. It's not a mitzvah samazoi to give trume. It's not like bikurim. Bikurim, my field, I have to give bikurim. It's garnish. Your field, you have to give bikurim. But trume is not v'lav mitzvah deram yaleh. Elim kein oichlon oimoichon dekom mishtar shileh. Two cases. He's deriving benefit from it. Either he's eating it, or he's selling it. So I'm deriving benefit from the tevel. So then I'm a mechuyev to give. Are you deriving benefit from the tevel? You have to give a tenth of the tevel to the kohen. So memele, so now we'll see our Rashi. So Rashi says, The Gemara in the Hava Mina held. The Gemara in the Hava Mina held that what is Chayiv La'aser Olav is not Alts Mitzvahs Afroshes Maiseh. So Rashi says, why isn't Alts Mitzvahs Afroshes Maiseh? I don't have anything over here. The Melech took everything. So that the Machshin held, there's no Chiyuv Bechlal of Afroshes Maiseh. So why do you have to give the Maiseh to the Kohen? Al Koch Al Stegezel the Kedim. Because you stole from the Kahanim, Matanish Leum, Kemisha Humadom, you have to pay them up. That was the Habibin of the Gemara, and that's Akasha An Rav Chista. So the Gemara says, Shaini Hosam the Komishtar Shalei. Hosam Lav Beit Soyez Badayonim Nambo. That what it says, Yimuchuyev to be Maser, not Alts Choshim Mishpat Yimuchuyev to give Maser to the Kanim. Elachi Yuvi Biyam Kishachi Yuvi Maisris. Yimuchuyev to be Mafrish Maisris. The chiyuv vad. Why am I mechuyev to give ma'isa? Like poska pei, like midi. Why am I mechuyev to give ma'isa? The chiyuv vad iikele. Don't come mishtarshile. Kloima mistaker. You're deriving benefit from this. You took a kri that's worth $100. You paid up your chayv with this kri. That means you're deriving money. You owed $100. So you use this kri to pay up your chayv. So you're using the old kri. And you're using the kri. You have to be mafresh meiser on it. That is pshat. That's a Rashi learned pshat in our Gemara. So in a nutshell, Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara, the makshin held, there's no chiv of afroshes maise, since I'm not going to eat it, nothing is left over, when we stamazay to be mafresh maise, there's no chiv. So koch, the chiv afroshes maise is because I stole from the Kahanim, matanish lehum kemishum, udom esmoh mishiyash loy toibim. That's how the makshin held, zakash haraf chizde. So Chizde said, no, the chayim la'aser is not alt, it's yoytze bedayonim, there's a chiv. The chiv is alt mitzvah sase ta'asa. There's a chiv to be mafrish maisa and tevel whenever you use it. Either you use it to achila or you use it to mechira. This is mechira. This is equivalent to mechira. You used 100 bushels of tevel, so you have to go and take off 10 bushels for maisa. Give it to the Kahanim. That is pshat according to Rashi. Now we'll come to Tosfos. Tosfos, we have a new sugya according to Tosfos. Shani hosam the komish tarshilei, the bemokim zehi niach leyamelech shar momen. Now, let us just, Tosfos learned a new sugya, a new pshat in the Gemara. Now, let us just chaza over what the Gemara's kasha was and what the Gemara's teretz was. The Gemara's kasha was on Rav Chisda. You're chayev to give the, you're chayev to be mafresh meiser and give it to the Levim, to the Kahanim. So why am I chayev to do this? Al kocho, because you stole from them. You stole the matona shlehum kemisha humudomi. In this table, this moment I shave it. So the maise, you gave it to the melech to pay up your chayiv. So mele you stole it from them. So mechuyev to pay them. So you see, it's called moment sheyesh leitayim. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says no, it's moment sheein leitayim. But over here, he gained money. When you gain money, afilu moment sheein leitayim. You mechuyev to pay. And we'll elaborate on this. A whole new sugya. We're not speaking about mitzvahs maisa. We're speaking about hilchis tashlumin. Hilchis tashlumin means, if I stammer, it was mazik matnes kohune. So then I'm mechuyev to pay. It's mom shen leitoivim. I'm not mechuyev to pay anybody. Who should I pay? But if I gained money from mom and ashevit, that means like this. Let's just elaborate. That means, if I wouldn't have had these $100 worth of tefuah, the king came to me, you owe me $100. So you know what, I tell the king, the king says, you know, they'll go to my bank account, they'll take out the, I say $90, you can take it. This is, So the other 10 will take out to my bank account. There's no problem with that. So memele, now that I have these $10 in my bank account, that is because the mamon hashevet was given instead. So through the mamon hashevet, I acquired $10 in my bank account. Ooh, $10 in your bank account. That's good. You have mamon hashevet by you. You have to give that to the kohen. This is, does that fall into the category of mazik matnas kuna? We'll explain this soon. But this is how Tosfos says shah. The b'makim zeh, that in place of the chelik kahanim that the king took, he niach lo yemelech shamamen. So it's called, I acquired mamen through shevet kahanim. Frag Tosfos, so if you acquire mamen through shevet kahanim, so then you have to pay. Even we hold mamen shein lo yemelech. We had Rav Chisda that said, "Moment she'en lo toivim," said two cases. Amazik matnas kuna oy she'ochlam. No. Mazik matnas kuna means that, mazik matnas kuna means he burnt the matnas kuna, finished, so he's a mazik. So we say a klal moment she'en lo toivim, you're not mechuyif to pay. But it says, Oisha Ochlam. Now, Oisha Ochlam and Shudik. You know what the case was? They took his royal Chayayim Vakeve, and Lamaisi, they made a whole meal out of it. He ate his royal Chayayim Vakeve. There wasn't the refrigerator, there was another steak prepared. I'm eating this. So Mamela says, he just gained another steak. He gained another steak. That's Mishtam Shilei. He's Mistaker. So why does Rav Chisda say you're chayiv? Why does Rav Chisda say you're potter? This is mishtar shalei. V'im toima matnes kunek she'ochlom mishtar shalei she'bemokim zeh lo'y ochol dover acher v'amai potter v'yishloima d'lo'y domi lo'onsei beis ha'melech kronoi t'tachteyem lo'y lokach mishaloi. That means when he took away the goyren, that means the melech had one hand clutched on the $10 in my bank account, and then he's about to take it. So he said, no, take the trume. So a melech, so this $10 is mine because of the trume. So that's called, I gained $10 through the kahane. Aval ba'ochloi, efshe deloi mishtar shalei, shoya misane. Who told you that I gained $10? If I wouldn't have had this roya, I felt by fasting today. So I wouldn't have eaten cyber. It's not that I gained $10. I would have fasted one meal, I wouldn't have eaten. So it's not called I gained something. So then the chiv is only out mazik, and then it's moment she'en lo yitayven. Now, I'd like to try to explain a little shita satayisvit. The Rav Shimon in Shari Yosher, Shah Gimel Perik Chof Hei, says, he explains Shitas HaTosfos as follows. The Chamoy Shevlad Poro Hukoni Lebala Poro. He says, why is it that if I possess a Poro, and the Poro has a Vlad, the Vlad belongs to me? Why does the Vlad belong to me? I made a kinyan on the Vlad. So he says, you know why the Vlad belongs to me? Mipnei sheporosoi hilido es ha-Vlad, ubesiboso yotzel avir oilom. This Vlad came by oilom because of my poro. So that means if my mummy is misavit that another mummy should come by oilom, that mumen belongs to me. That is hilchis mumenis. If my mumen is misavib, that other mumen should come, that mumen belongs to me. Im nishach ha-mumen tachas rishusoi besibas ha-matnes kohune. So now the kohen comes over to him and he tells him, you have $10 in your bank account now. You know why you have $10 in your bank account? because of me, because my $10 was given to the Melech, so that's why you have $10 in your bank account. So my $10 was misaviv that this $10 should be boilo, or else it'd be in, not, it would be by the Melech, not by you. Yes, chaylik lebalai matnas kohune b'hai momen shanisha tachazer. So this is my money. I'm sorry. It's not yours. Your money would have been taken by the king. That what you have now, $10, that's because of me. B'si bossi, you have now $10. V'chol mi sh'oya b'aylim ala matnas kohune heim b'aylim achshav. V'chol mi sh'oya b'aylim ala matnas kohune heim b'aylim achshav alma moinoi. He says later another lashon, Hamatnes kune heviu lirshusoi hamomin hazeh. This momin came to you through the matnes kune. Oy shenishar hamomin shloi shayoroi lotzeis mirshusoi. That is the lomdus of mishtar shiloi. Mishtar shiloi means I was mesaviv. My momin was mesaviv that you should have this momin. So the moment that comes al yidei sivuvoi is nisyaches to the bal hamomen, the one who was mesavavid. So this moment is momen hashevet. So pshadis, you still have momen hashevet over here. The whole chiddush of Rav Chisde. That Rav Chisde said that momen shein leitoivim is potter. That means you're potter. You are potter to pay momen shein leitoivim. In Hilchis Tashlumi Nezokim, in Hilchis Tashlumi Gzeile, I'm only mechuyev to pay a person who's a bailem vadoim on the Tashlumi Nezokim. Then I'm mechuyev to pay him. But if there's a din dichui, if there's a dindichai, so who says I have to pay you? I can pay someone else. Then there's no chiyuv teshlumin. But if the momin, your momin is ban, Batson, we had mentioned, the Ran asks Akasha and Rashi, we said a different teretz, but could be, said a teretz from the stipler, but could be there's another teretz to this. Rashi said, momin shein lo itoivim is potter because he could be matche. That's what Rashi says, Pshat Rav Chisde, who says, I have to give you, I can give someone else. So the Ran is the person in Kasha. So when the Maton is a ben, you can also make the same dreidel. Says, I have to give to you, I give to you. So it's a Meredik Ezach, the same novel, Beshus HaTeir, when it comes, he's not a novel according to Rav Chisde, it's a legal loophole. I'm not mechuyev to give to you, So the Ran asks, so Memelo and his Ben also say the same thing, be the same, you have the same dreidel over here, I'm not mechuyev to give to you. That's the Ran's Kasha and Rashi. So we had mentioned then, the stipler says the Teres and the Ran's Kasha, no, they're Bezin is Koyf ala mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to give, and so Memelo, Bezin will force you to give. Who to give to? You decide, but you will mechuyev to give. From Taisvis, it seems not of the mitzvah. I don't know if there's a chiyuv mitzvah over here anymore. There's no chiyuv mitzvah. The din is if the matnas kune, there was mesaviv, moment, this moment belongs to the kahanim. If this money belongs to the kahanim, forget about mitzvahs. It's their money. You have to give it to a kohen. You can't make dreidlich. Dreidlich is if you're paying. So you can say, I don't want to pay you, I can pay someone else. But if you have their money, you can't keep their money, you have to give it away. That is pshat, according to Taisvis, that is the lumdus of Mishtarshi. Zok the stipler, if you want to know a nafkamina, we're learning a sugya, the machlokes Rashi and Taisvis, he says, what will be a nafkamina? A nafkamina will be, what if a Yisrael had trume? A Yitrume that's worth $10, and the Melech comes and he says, you owe me $10, Hashem, here's the Trume, like the Trume. So he says, what will be the din? So he says, according to Taisvis, so that means the coin just gave you $10. Some Mela, you owe $10 to the Shevet Kune. According to Rashi, Fakert, Rashi learns Pshandig Momamish Pung Fakert. Als Momen Shein Litoivim, forget about it.
But if I'm giving away the kri, the zachiv of afroshes meisres. He said, that's if I'm giving away tevel, the zachiv of afroshes meisres. But if I'm giving away trume, so there's no zachiv of nothing. Finished. So it's moment shein leitoyven, a guten tog in your potel. So if this type of, that's the machlokes rashi and toisves. Let us see further. Toshma, omale, someone comes over to a butcher and he tells him, sell me the b'nei ma'ayim shel pora. So he's interested in purchasing the b'nei ma'ayim. V'hoya b'hem matone skune. And there was matone skune there also. That means he gave him the b'nei ma'ayim, he gave him this keva also. So there, the mecher was on the name Ma'ayim. So the payment was on the name Ma'ayim. So pshat is, I gave you the stomach is attached with the B'nai Ma'ayim. So pshat is, listen, I'm a chuyif to give the B'nai Ma'ayim to the Kohen. It's a mitzvah. I'm a chuyif to give the keva to the Kohen. So you give it to the Kohen b'shlichusi. So memela. So here, so pshat is, amulei, mechili B'nai Ma'ayim shel pora. Boye be'mat neskuna, nice non le Kohen. So the lekeich will give the keva to the koyim. He won't deduct anything. He was charged for b'nei ma'ayim. He paid for b'nei ma'ayim. The stomach was not a bonus for you on shulduk. The stomach was never in the mechira. The stomach came along with the b'nei ma'ayim. So give it b'shlichusi to the koyim. That's a part of a inyan. Lokach heimeno b'mishkol. But what is, if he came to the butcher and he told him, I want 5 pounds of meat. 5 pounds of meat. He goes and gives him 4 pounds of the name Ma'ayim. He takes the keva, another pound, five. Here's 5 pounds of meat. Fine. So what did he do? He took the keva, the matnas kohuna, he sold it. He sold it and charged him for it also. So now the din is like this. Nice and lekayim. Now the lekayach has to give this to the kayim. This is stolen goods. He has to give this to the kayim. Umenakelei min adomim. And he goes and he comes over to the moicha and shuldik. You sold me 4 pounds. The 5th pound was stolen. I don't have to pay for stolen goods. I returned the stolen goods to the right bailim and I only paid you for 4 pounds. That's the deal. So now the gemara the shaila. Why is he mechuyev to give to the keva to the koyim? If you hold mazik matnes kohune, is potter, so why is he mechuyev to give it to the koyim? So the Gemara says, shayni hosam disnayu beinayu. So between you and me, we could very well say, just like we said before, here the moment koyim is banned. I mean, you're a chaylik and maganim. The moment is banned over here. So you have to give this has to be given to the koyim. This is moment koyim. This has nothing to do with Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is speaking about tashlumim. Tashlumim is zokim. If you want to pay a koyim, you are mazakim. That's moment shein later. But you have the moment banned, you mechuyev to give it to him. Zot Rashi. Omalei letabach, mechali b'nei meo shel porezu, boye ben matones hakeve, nois na lekeich ze lekoim, ben amoichem enakele lekeich min adomim, and shereyo yidei lekeich shem matone shom, vze lemochle yakeve, there was a deal on b'nei meayim. Lo kechimenu b'mishko, it was purchased, by the way, halitro kach v'kach, Each pound is so much money. B'shokalei akev, and he weighed the cave also of him. Nois non loy lekeich lekoyin, so lekeich gives the cave to the koyin. Shrei agezel etzlei v'tzoich lehoshiv. It seems from Rashi, the Makshin held, he's like a choylikim aganev. So memele, so the zachiv ha-shove on the lekeich. He can't charge me for stolen goods. So the Gemara answers, it's different because it's banned.